talking with you. This is Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes.
Time now for our weekly sojourn. Is that the word? I don't know. Our weekly foray, I suppose is the word, foray, into the world of technology. All the latest stuff from the cutting edge with Fevzi Turkalp, the man who self-dubbed himself the gadget detective, and that he became. Almost like one of the great knights back in those movie times with Alec Guinness. Yes, you too shall be a Jedi Knight. Star Wars, that is, isn't it? Fevzi Turkalp, how are you?
Morning, Howard. Good, thank you.
Is life good with you?
Always going, but other than that, fine.
Now, I know you're more towards London, aren't you? Is it snowing there?
Can I be honest? I haven't looked out the window.
Fevzi, you're not still in bed, are you, Fevzi? Come on.
No, but do you know what? I don't look out the window until it's properly daylight.
Why is that? Is that in case the bailiffs are coming?
No, I just don't like it. It's it resets my body clock. I don't like to do
it. We can't be having that. A man of tech, your body clock has got to be perfectly synced all the time. Can we start with something that's in the news, has been over the last 24 hours? Cyber security lessons are being offered to schools in England. Sounds to me like a good thing.
I mean, it's an interesting idea, isn't it? It stems from criticism that the government's been receiving that it's actually proving difficult to recruit enough people into the security services to defend us against cyber attacks. And by cyber attacks, probably just worth explaining, we've become so dependent upon our computer systems for everything from our elections through to our utility supplies. And it has been realised for a long time that actually one very good way of attacking another country is to bring down its key computer system. So what we have to do is develop more of a capability to defend against those attacks, and also, of course, although it's not said here, is to be able to retaliate as well. That is, if you just like we have with, you know, mutually assured destruction, if you disrupt our water supply, we will, you know, do something similar to you.
And isn't it true this has already happened? America was attacked by Iran, then Iran attacked America, or vice versa?
I think like spying, most countries are trying to do it to most other countries, and that's when you're just thinking about governments doing it to each other. Then there are, of course, you know, other forms of hacking as well. But it's also thought that you know, the Russians are entertaining sustained attacks on Western targets now, and you know, that's a worry. So the idea behind this story is that school children will be able to do about 4 hours a week of cybersecurity study. This is to fit around their existing lessons. It's an adjunct, paid for by £20 million from the government, which doesn't seem a lot of money considering that being hacked, the government being hacked, or the UK being hacked, is one of the fourth greatest threats to our national security. £20 million doesn't seem like much. One part of me just also wonders what percentage of these kids will go on to become hackers with the knowledge that they gain. But you hope that they'll use it for good.
It's interesting how hackers emerge. I interviewed a guy called Greg Hausch, H-O-U-S-H, on another show that I did. He is one of the world's most famous cyber people of that kind. And he, you know, as a kid, he went to prison for it. And he came out a reformed character and now talks about it. You know, it's so easy to get into, isn't it? And so worrying.
Well, yeah, so you have what are called black hat hackers and white hat hackers, and, you know, the good, like white and black witches, I guess. So the white hats do it, use their skills for good. And also there are those that sort of sit somewhere between the two that will hack a commercial computer system and leave a note in there saying, with their details, to say, if you want to know how to protect against this and other attacks, you can hire me.
Some of these people doing a public service. We've got to crack on, Fevzi. Story from the news which made me chuckle earlier this week. Uber is being sued for exposing a husband's alleged infidelity. I mean, it's this has got to be American, I guess, is it?
No, it's French. A man from Côte d'Azur in the south of France is blaming Uber for breaking up his marriage. He borrowed his wife's mobile phone. He logged into her Uber app and ordered a cab. He then used the cab for something that he wasn't trying to hide, it seems. He then logged out And at that point, you see, his wife's phone should no longer have been receiving further notifications regarding his travel. However, due to an app which was only rectified, I think, last December, his wife continued to receive notifications every time he took an Uber journey, including his pickup location. And it is alleged that this pattern of movement and behaviour suggested that the man may be having an affair. So he's suing for 45 million euros, which is very close to...
I guess it's about 40 million pounds,
isn't it? Yeah. If he's very rich, I suppose that might be his divorce settlement. I don't know, but it would be interesting. The bug exists. It's an unusual case.
Well, look, I think there are women up and down the Thames Valley now saying that karma serves him right, I think they will say.
Yeah, well, he should just make sure he gets the money after the divorce goes through. That's all I can say.
But, yes, so, you know, he needs to be getting an accountant right now, I would say. Very quickly, we've only got a minute. Some tips on choosing a printer, something I've had to do myself recently. And
yeah,
can end up spending a lot of money and getting something not very good, so it's important.
Yeah, no, I was reminded of this today because I actually had to replace the ink in my inkjet printer just today, and it struck me that when people buy printers, they often think about the cost of buying the printer and not the total cost of owning the printer. And the total cost of owning the printer is, of course, the cost of buying it, but also the cost of running it, which is ink and paper, and how much printers vary in their running costs. And the way it typically goes is that often the cheapest printers are cheap because they are subsidized, because the manufacturers know that they will make their money back and so much more on
the ink.
I use an inkjet printer in preference to a laser printer. I actually prefer them because you don't get toner dust, which can be harmful, and you don't get ozone coming out of them, which you know. Now, those printers have come a long way, but if there's no toner dust, there's no ozone and so forth. So, but inkjets have got a lot better and a lot cheaper to run. So the one I've got, I've realised now, cost me less than a penny a page in ink. And if you get one that prints double-sided, I ran a report on mine. It said that I'd printed 13,000 pages, and of those 13,000 pages...
13,000?
Yeah, that's over quite a long period of time, but it runs a report from inception. but of those 13,000, 9,500 had been double-sided prints. So I've effectively saved 9,500 pages of prints, a piece of paper, as well as having very, very cheap inks. So I just think it's worth thinking about that. Think about the speed at which you need it to print. Some inkjets are now far... I mean, I think the one I'm using does more than a page a second.
And just finally, should you bother with reading reviews of printers? Should you bother looking at what the magazines to say?
Absolutely, you should. Magazines, yes. Also, you know, have a look on websites, you know, like Amazon.
Right,
so
like your own.
Well, yes, but also websites where people post their own reviews. And you can't take any individual review at face value sometimes, but, you know, if you look at it, you see several hundred reviews and they form a pattern, then that's worth understanding. But you should do the calculation, because your running costs can run into, over the life of the printer, if you get the wrong printer, will run into thousands of pounds instead of, you know, £100 or so.
So think before you spend. Febsy, if anybody wants to shoot the breeze with you, ask you a tech question, where do they go?
Come and say hello at Twitter. It's at Gadget Detective. Be delighted to come and help you with little tech inquiries and just basically saying hello.
Right, Febsy, before you peek out of the curtains, just make sure that you're fully dressed. Febsy Turkel, thank you very
Always
much, Febsy.
Always dressed.
No, I'm very pleased to hear it, even in the shower, I hope. Febsy Turkel, the Gadget Detective, is here in 7 days. This is BBC Radio Berkshire.